This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. In Colombia, rescuers are sorting through mounds of debris and mud on Sunday in search of missing people. A massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers in Colombia sweeping through the region Friday overnight, destroying homes and infrastructures and killing about 200 people. Shortly after the banks of the rivers burst, a landslide followed, devastating the southwestern town of Mocoa. The president, Juan Manuel Santos, visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador. Santos said the government will do everything possible to help the families, not only the families who lost their loved ones, but also all of those who lost their homes. By tomorrow morning, on Monday, the United States and Egypt are expected to reach an accord on enhanced collaborations in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism. Now, that's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, at the White House. In advance of the visit, the White House praised el-Sisi's tough policy in fighting terrorists. The Oval Office meeting will be closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. Armenians casting ballots Sunday to select a new parliament. The country's first parliamentary election since it amended its constitution to expand the authority of the legislature and the prime minister. Before the vote, the polls showed President Serzh Sargsyan's Republican Party slightly ahead of the bloc, led by wealthy businessman Gagi Sarokyan. Critics view the constitutional amendments as part of the president's campaign to maintain control of Armenia after his term ends in 2018. Now, if he wins, if the party wins control, he could be appointed prime minister. This is VOA News. Witnesses and relatives in southern Afghanistan say a pre-dawn explosion killed about 10 civilians, mostly children and women, in an area where Afghan national security forces were conducting anti-Taliban operations. It's not clear whether it was an airstrike by government forces or an insurgent armed retaliation causing the deadly explosion in Helmand Province. A Somali journalist who was abducted on Saturday at gunpoint says he escaped from his kidnappers after the vehicle being used broke down. Hanad Ali Gulid was found early Sunday on a farm near a town some 30 kilometers west of Mogadishu. He said the vehicle used by his abductors broke down as they tried to move him from one location to another. Initial reports indicated he was dumped there by the abductors, but he told VOA in Somali, or VOA Somali, that he had escaped. His left hand and leg were chained together, and he said during his captivity, he said five gunmen were involved in his abduction. A new study finding a steep increase in the number of women dying from drug overdoses around the world, and the report also finds that women are punished more severely than men for the use of drugs. Lisa Schlein has more.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. The International Narcotics Control Board, which monitors implementation of UN international drug control treaties, says women get short shrift when it comes to the enactment of gender-sensitive policies. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women, but only one-fifth receive treatment. He says there tends to be a gender bias against women, as they often are punished more harshly for drug-related offenses than men. The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. It recommends more investment in treatment and rehabilitation programs, education, and social integration. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A prominent Russian newspaper reports hundreds of men in the Russian Republic of Chechnya have been rounded up and detained recently on suspicions of being homosexual, and at least three have died while in custody. Novaya Gazeta said it was aware of their other sources who say the death toll might be far higher. The Moscow-based publication reported that it learned of the action against gay men in Chechnya from the Interior Ministry in the Caucasus Republic, local activists, and law enforcement sources. Michael Flynn, the retired Army general whom U.S. President Donald Trump ousted as a national security advisor, has amended his financial disclosure statements revealing his ties with Russia. I'm Philip Alexio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.